for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you today?
Yes, Vicky. My name is Carrie Echols. And my wife, Carolyn Echols, ordered this air part. And my understanding and my reading of everything that was online is only supposed to charge me $7.95. But on my charge account, you have also charged me $64.95.
All right, sir, may I have the zip code so I can locate that account, please?
32811.
Thank you. Just a moment. What's your wife's first and last name, sir?
Carolyn Echols.
And that zip code was 32811?
Yes.
Okay, can I try a phone number for Ms. Echols? I don't see an account yet.
813-526-2968.
Thank you. Still don't see an account. Just a moment. Okay, sir. Does she have an email address I could try?
BIGECH331@gmail.
Thank you.
.com.
All righty. Still don't see it. Just a moment, sir. Can you give me the last four of the card that was charged?
I think it's 6867, but let me make sure.
All right.
Yes, that's it. 6867.
6867.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Echols. Just a moment. All righty. It still isn't pulling up, but you might give me the first six. I'm still trying to locate an account for her. I don't see one just yet. If this doesn't bring it up, I'm going to have to switch you over to a supervisor so they can continue to look for this account.
What do you want now?
The first six on that card to combine with the last four. The last four didn't pull up your account either.
4687. 1-2.
Okay, thank you. And it's still not showing an account. Let me get you switched over, Ms. Echols, to supervisor, okay?
Okay.
And what was your wife's first name again?
Carolyn.
And how is Echols spelled? E-C?
H-O-L-S.
Okay. All righty. Thank you for calling customer support, Mr. Echols. Please hold while I transfer your call.
Okay.